What is the modest proposal?
Eating children.
Eating babies.
Eating babies specifically.
Oh. You guys want to do that? If offered, not your child?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would try a human being, but I don't think I would kiss a
human being.
I mean, kiss our...
We've talked multiple times...
I'd kiss a baby, but
on this show about baby koa and how delicious it would be.
I totally forgot about baby koa. Mm-hmm. Long piglet. Long piglet.
Yeah. Long piglet.
It's just the...
Oh, I mean, no. Oh, the cute little... Yeah. The cute little cheeks of babies? Yeah, no. Uh-huh.
Just that would melting, be so good.
Just falling off the skull.
And you know how rare that is? They grow out of that so fast.
Dude,
baby
so fast.
Baby face veal, dude? I don't know.
Wow. You just feed them beer for, like, the week that they're alive, so they get really nice and marbled.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Waka waka.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
And Jeremiah? Join us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Wait, so do we have a guest today or we don't have a guest?
We have a scheduled guest.
We have a scheduled guest. Okay, do I know this person?
No.
Okay, because I know a Jeremiah.
I also know a Jeremiah.
But it's not that Jeremiah.
It's not that Jeremiah.
Okay, just making sure.
This Jeremiah might be a bullfrog.
Okay.
Charging along, I've been charged with 13 felonies in my life.
That's a lot.
And only convicted of 5.
Not as many.
So in my mind, I can get away with anything.
Weird logic, but go ahead.
All right. What is y'all's definition of anything in this context? Getting away with anything.
What are these felonies?
Just going by the math, his definition of anything is 7 felonies. He can't get away with 5.
8.
But he eight
Perhaps
felonies.
6.
Good God,
8
dude.
8 felonies.
That's like the second math mistake I've made out loud today.
Yeah.
One in your office earlier.
Oh, yeah.
In front of a mathlete?
I know.
And we're going to do guesstimation unknown?
It's an impossible task.
Oh, my God. Anyways, but I think, that would have been a clever thing to say had I not fucked it up.
Fuck the math.
That's fine. It's entertaining. 8? Yeah.
He got away with 8.
This is what I think anything is.
Yeah.
Like murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were charged with murder, but you got away with that felony.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you can get away with anything? You got popped for arson.
I would put the most extreme crimes under anything. So that's what I would define as anything, most extreme crimes.
Yeah.
Like I got away with this, I got away with that 8 times.
Right. 8 murders.
Yeah.
But they got me on GTA.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, still anything is not the right word to say, but...
this is a felon.
Maybe in this situation,
you got it.
Anything would be described as a misdemeanor.
I guess so.
Because he's not getting away with all felonies.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going, man?
Our guest has arrived.
Good, good. Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, no problem.
You want to give us a little bit about yourself? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Are you guys already recording?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're just getting warmed up.
This is how we play, man.
Yeah, my bad.
Fast and loose.
Jeremiah. That's my name, author, comedian. I don't want to interrupt the middle of your conversation, so I want to hear what you're talking about.
No, we heard the chime. We had to say hello.
Oh, you're good.
Okay, sweet.
So we have the topic of discussion. Here's a direct quote. I've been charged with 13 felonies in my life and only convicted of 5. So in my mind, I can get away with anything. So what is your definition of anything, Jeremiah?
Ooh.
I don't even understand the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
I mean, anything, I would just say any crime. That's what I would say.
There you go.
Yeah, that's where Arthur was at. That's where Arthur was at. I was thinking, if you're going to say you can get away with anything, you should probably be charged with 13 and not convicted of any.
Yeah.
That's what I think when I hear anything.
Mm. I don't know.
I'll take that with a grain of salt.
Oh. Arthur the Arbiter. We got Himalayan pink salt. Take us through this.
All right, you guys familiar with Himalayan pink salt?
Yes.
It's all the rage. It's like avocado toast, right? It doesn't do anything more than be pink versus regular salt. No, seriously.
I mean, it's from Nepal.
Yeah, it's not even like Himalayan, though. It's coming from
Pakistan.
Isn't
it supposed to like align your chakras?
Get out of here.
No, they put it, they have lamps and shit.
Yeah,
and you
I've
just
seen
warm
them.
It or something.
No, it's all gimmick, man. It's not scientifically proven.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I use Himalayan pink salt, so you're kind of breaking my...
Yeah. I'm breaking everyone's heart. I'm guilty myself.
Yeah. Yeah, but Jeremiah, do you use it to make things salty or do you use it for some sort of magical property?
No, salt. Salty.
To make yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah.
You're using it correctly. Well. I've been using it incorrectly. The spirits won't go away. They want the kosher salt, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all I had about Himalayan pink salt is how popular it is, yet it doesn't do anything more than regular salt.
It tastes different.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Texturally.
In your mind, because you're putting something pink.
I'm going to give you A-B testing, and I want you to...
See your way out.
Oh, let's do this. Speaking of A-B testing...
Oh, no.
Surveys.
Surveys.
Arthur turns to burrito.
Oh, no.
The hell?
What do you want to know?
Burrito.
Yeah?
All right. Surveys. You write these for...
Money.
Studies?
Yes. People
like
pay me money
time,
to
right?
write surveys. Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. All right. Usually your surveys have like a rating system or like a good to bad, like it, dislike it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like a scale, right? And generally it's not just one or the other. There's like a 5 degrees or 10 degrees, right?
Usually, yeah.
Do you ever do ones that are based on quality where it's like from bad to excellent? Almost like a customer survey? Like
no, because I don't do customer surveys. I don't do any of that stuff.
He's beyond it!
Shit, he does big surveys for big things. He doesn't do these small customers. You think he's out here?
Yeah.
If you want free Jack in the Box fries, call Burrito. He'll take your survey. He's a direct line to him. The Jack in the Box phone number just goes to his phone. He's like,
all right, so to my point is, let's say you go somewhere to eat, and yeah, it's based off like a food survey or customer service feedback survey, and you were satisfied, but you weren't blown out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a 4 out of 5 star is totally acceptable, right? Or even a 3 star.
Yeah. What? Are you just concerned about them losing their 5 star rating if you believe they're a 3 star place?
Or a 1 star, yeah.
I think just go with your heart when you're rating things, man.
Yeah, so you really use the scale?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's usually 5 or 0.
Wow. that's what I was trying to get at.
I don't give no surveys. Middle ground, man.
If you're a researcher, you want the person who's answering to use the entire scale. But
sure.
if you're management, then you just care about the 5s and everything else is the same to them. But that's kind of always why there's a fight behind the scenes between trying to make sure that management knows what this is measuring and how you can explain it. It just takes...
Monkeys out of the bottle, man.
It's annoying. It really is.
So hey, look, management's looking for results.
Right?
I'm giving it to them.
5 stars,
5 or 0.
Or nothing.
And it's usually only 0s. I don't give 5 stars. I'm
4s are unacceptable.
I only rate things if I want to bomb them.
No, I'm with you, Arthur. I don't like to ruin people's 5 stars. I either give them 5 stars or 5 or 0. It's either good service. If it's bad, no, even bad service, like Ubers and stuff, I'll still do 5 stars.
Or
I won't do it at all.
Here's what I do with Ubers. I give them 0 stars and think they're going to get fired the next day.
And what?
And think that they're going to get fired the next day.
That's what you like to think?
Yeah.
Because he has all the power with his one little rating
to destroy this person's
life.
If you do like DoorDash and stuff, if it goes below like...
Oh, yeah, it's like a 4.8.
Yeah, you're
shit canned.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hit the bricks.
So you can...
You can review bomb the food off this man's table.
So, Gemini, you've definitely affected people's lives in a negative way.
Probably gotten a lot of people fired.
That's probably true on many levels.
How about you, Jeremiah?
Do I review? I don't review at all. I don't think I've ever given a review.
Really?
In my life. No.
And your life?
I don't...
How about women? Like to their faces. You ever do that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
describe my emotional state. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever done anything. It's just like, I just don't put in the effort. You know, like sometimes Uber will remind me of like, oh, you could give this guy 5 stars. And I'm just like, no, because other Uber drivers have been shitty. So I just blame them. I'm like, you're a part of the shitty organization.
Yeah, dude.
It's better than bombing everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I think no rating is better than a bad rating.
Yeah,
agree.
Absolutely.
So we're an all or nothing kind of team here, right? So I shouldn't be doing these damn surveys.
Yeah.
You're genuinely giving them like 7.2 ratings and shit?
Like 4s to think on. Yeah. Wow. I do that. Because I believe good is acceptable.
Do you say 4s to think on?
Yeah. It's not a 5 star. It's a 4 star because it's good.
But
I like
think
it.
You can do better.
Yeah. You're not going above and beyond. So it doesn't get that fifth star. I guess I'm more of a Yelp reviewer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, have you ever even had a five-star Uber? Like, I've never had, like, an amazing
driver. Ever been on an Uber helicopter?
Duh.
Wait a second. No. I'm just kidding. I've never been on that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I imagine it's a thing.
Yeah, for sure it's a thing.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No.
I think there was a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah. It might just be a marketing thing.
I think it might be. Like the jet, like the Pepsi Where's My Jet
thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's You're a good right. thing. Did you see that, Jeremiah?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's a long story.
it's honestly not worth it explaining. Okay. By the way, I'm Brian.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Brian, Gemini, Arthur over there in the booth.
Yeah.
And Burrito.
Burrito is a smart man for his job, so that's why he was asked about
surveys
and stuff.
That's good.
But he doesn't do customer feedback surveys because he's beyond that.
Beyond it.
No,
let's be honest. He's beyond it.
Sorry.
Metroid Prime, you say?
Yeah. So what? They're remastering Metroid Prime, like all 4K and shit. But I want to think back of when Metroid Prime first hit the scene. This is that first person Metroid that came out? What, N64?
GameCube.
Was everyone there?
GameCube.
Okay, tell us about it, Gemini.
How
did it affect your life in terms of gaming when that game came out?
Huge fan of Metroid. I love Metroid series.
Tell us about
everything. Started Metroid 1, 2. Uh-huh. Super Metroid is my favorite.
Okay.
And then Metroid Prime. I was looking forward to it, but I was like, is this going to be bad? Because the appeal for me was side-scroll adventure.
Yeah.
But I beat the damn thing.
All right.
So, it was good. It was a great experience. It was a real good game.
I've never played it in my life.
Yeah.
But you did look at the Samus Zero suit, didn't you?
What?
Samus Zero suit?
Yeah.
Did we look at that some other time? Some other episode?
We always look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a constant reference.
I don't know.
Do you know what we're talking about, Jeremiah?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I never played Metroid, though, but I know.
I know about the Samus Zero suit. It's a perfect cosplay outfit for people that
belong in it. Oh, it's just like a thing that the sexy girls dress up as?
Sure.
Well, Samus is the main character.
Because Arthur's just going to, he's just going, dang, shoot. He's just going to, like, not explain what, so I appreciate you
the Samus
Zero suit. Me.
So the main character of Metroid is a woman named Samus.
It's a woman?
Yeah. And she's been a woman since the 80s.
What
bro.
The hell?
Yeah.
Saving the world.
She was one of the original.
Damn.
Yeah, they didn't break it to you to the end of the game. And if you beat it in enough time, she'd be in a bikini.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Yeah, she changes suits. You could just punch in Justin Bailey and she comes out without
it. Just pull the rug out from under you. You think you're a guy the whole time?
Yeah. And then you look at it.
Fucking trans your ass?
And you're like, don't mind it. Don't mind it.
You're seeing her
bikini suited, bikini clad.
Her 4-bit, 8-bit.
8-bit.
8-bit tits?
8-bit tits. I don't think they were exposed and aerated areola or anything.
No, if you get 100%, you get tits.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but there's a secret. You can't actually get 100%. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, unless you had the Game Genie.
Wait, Jeremiah, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, So maybe you saw some like Sega Genesis with dust on it in the house somewhere.
That's what we were gaming on.
His dad's.
That's what we were gaming on.
All good.
Anybody else played Metroid or anything like that? No other Nintendo nerds.
Fuck
no. I don't think I played it. I watched my brother play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about your brother in video games is that he blew out your speaker system listening to Perfect Dark.
Listening, just playing.
Yeah, he was just playing the Perfect Dark intro theme song over and over again until it blew out one of his speakers. It was really loud.
Dang, dude.
And had some good bass.
I think he just turned on the N64 and he had left it on really loud. And the spinning N64 logo, I think that's what it was. Or maybe it was the Rare logo that came on or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was the beginning. But yeah, so only one speaker for a while.
Speaking of the Perfect Dark, always Flex Foam.
Okay.
You guys familiar with this?
Flex Foam?
Yeah. Flex Foam.
Always Flex Foam?
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the boat?
No, we're just talking about Always at this point. It's the brand.
It sounds like, pads?
Yeah, man, that's what we're talking about, Flex Foam. Nice. So I saw this ad for Always Flex Foam.
Sure, bring it to
like
us.
Like women's pads, okay?
Yeah. Oh, women's pads. Yeah. Now we're talking.
So like these pads were like so large, it looked like a bandage you would put on someone that rolled out of a car.
Oh my god, dude.
Like the injuries were so bad.
Okay. Well, some ladies have very heavy flow.
It's called a heavy flow, dude.
Yeah.
You ever hear of it?
Yeah. But
it's a nightmare.
Here's the thing that threw me off and why I wanted to bring it
up.
Yeah,
please tell us.
Typically, when you see these kind of commercials or even like diaper commercials or toilet paper commercials, they'll usually use blue liquid to demonstrate.
Yeah,
how
you think it should be red, dude. You're always telling us about this. You're always complaining.
Kotex is red.
You're always complaining they don't use real period blood in the maxi pack.
Every time we bring it up, yeah.
I want to see some raisins thrown in there for a thing.
No!
All right. So anyway, so the blue, they do the blue thing.
No, they don't do the blue thing. They made it pink.
Oh, no, that's too close. Pink.
They actually did it this time. No, it was enough. It was like at the point.
Wow. Did you get what you wanted?
Yeah, I got what I wanted. And I was like, on TV? Come on. What is this, an Apertude commercial?
They heard you. They heard the feedback. You said you were rating their maxi pack commercials. You said 4 stars.
Dear Always, I've seen a lot of period blood, and never has it ever been blue.
4 stars could be better. You're better than this.
Out of 5, what would you rate that commercial?
Yeah, with the pink one.
Yeah, man.
0.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You got what you wanted.
I know.
The one thing you wanted, you discovered. Ain't that the fucking name of the game?
Damn,
ain't
that what you wanted. I learned from you guys, all or nothing.
The customer is never right.
So, if it was red,
oh my god,
that'd be 5.
Splashing.
That'd be a 5 for me.
Ketchup and raisins.
I can imagine the cereal box for used tampons.
Oh my god, fuck, dude, what the fuck? What?
I don't know.
Why cereal box?
I don't know.
Like raisin brand, but it's chopped up tampons and raisins.
Enough of
it's
that.
It's like
guys.
The free toy inside.
Right. Oh my god.
Yeah, let's talk about other bodily fluids.
Sure.
Wait, nice. We haven't even talked. Dude, Jeremiah, you're on a, this is a momentous occasion because we've gone 20 minutes without even mentioning cum. and that's a Guinness Book of World Records.
That's a GWR.
I need a damn plaque for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess 5 dudes in a room without saying cum. Like, that's like,
yeah. Yeah, man.
It's going to get squeezed out one way or another.
Yeah, in less than 20 minutes typically.
Okay, so what, is that what we're talking about next?
Yeah, we're breaking it!
Guesstimation unknown!
All right, so one episode we talked about how many loads of semen it would take to fill up a gallon.
Yeah.
What did we come up with? Do you remember the...
I don't even remember the number. I just took notes for this one.
Okay.
All right, so it's a relatively large number. And Jeremiah, typically what we do here is we're going to try to guess the number, but based on these facts and measurements for something super absurd. If you're not much of a mathematician, don't worry about it. But we got a math lead in the house called Gemini Jackson.
That's what's up.
All right. We got that calculation somehow.
Yeah.
I'll give you the stats again so you can do the math.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the question here is, how many loads of semen would it take to fill an Olympic swimming pool?
An Olympic swimming pool that smells like Olympic swimming pool.
How many loads?
Yeah. So average loads of semen to fill...
Half a tablespoon? Or is it a tablespoon?
Oh, here's your stat just to do the math.
Yeah.
5 milliliters.
5 milliliters.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the high end.
Okay.
So all you need to know is how many milliliters are in an Olympic sized pool.
Or in a gallon, then you want to know how many gallons
are
in the
pool. Why would you?
A gallon's what? The Olympic swimming pool is 10,000 gallons?
No, it's 660,000 gallons.
660,000, which is probably like 1 million liters.
Okay.
Oh, you have to go from gallons to milliliters?
Yeah.
Okay. There's 3,785 milliliters in a gallon.
God damn it. Why?
What? Just do the conversion from 660 gallons to...
I can't do that. I don't write it down.
Maybe it would be easier if you did a volume like a 1 milliliter is a cubic centimeter.
No. That sounds even harder.
Wait, so are we just trying to do the math on air, or is there some kind of guessing? Because we could just...
You're going
to
come up with a number that's your guesstimation unknown.
Right.
And then you're going to give me the real answer?
Yeah, I'll give you the real
answer.
How
many loads?
I'm just going to, off the dome,
I'm just going to say... It's like a lot of loads, so probably 1 billion loads.
1 billion loads, Brian McFly.
1 billion.
Okay. Who's next?
I'll go with, if you're going by the average, I'd say 1.5 billion.
1.5 billion, yeah. Jeremiah. Yes.
If you're going by my load, it's 6.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's 7 there.
He said 7.
7 loads?
Jesus Christ.
Because I don't come along.
7
loads?
Wow,
bro.
Yeah, but...
Just making it rain. Yeah.
Good God.
How many days do you have to spend doing that?
They call Jeremiah the fire hose. Because he fire hose. I say it's 2 billion.
You're going 2 billion?
Because
you already did the math, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I guess
you already did the conversion.
I mean, it's more than that.
Okay.
You said how many? 3,000 something?
3,785 milliliters in 1 gallon, 660,000 gallons in an Olympic swimming pool.
Oh, wow. So it's, yeah, it's in between 2 and 3.
You guys are going way too high.
Really?
Yeah. Burrito, did you have a guess?
No, I haven't guessed yet.
Let's hear it.
Oh, you say we went way too high. I guess I'll go low then.
One load.
Seven.
That's the Price is Right rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
800,000.
Whoa, that's way too low.
800 million.
You said
say
everyone
that.
Went too high, so I went low.
Yeah, but you, that's pretty much like saying one load.
Yeah. Okay, 1.75
billion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or wait.
All right, you guys are all going on the high end, but you are in the range. So at 5 milliliters a load, it's going to take about 500 million loads to fill an Olympic swimming pool.
Wow. Yeah.
But if we're going on the low end, which is like 1.5 milliliters, then we'd be looking at 1.67 billion loads to fill an Olympic swimming pool.
Just imagine, yeah, you could get like, you get all these men across the world.
Yeah, that's what
I'm driving. I was doing like
hands across America. Yeah.
It's like a We Are the World type scenario where you get people from all just bros.
So it's
just
all walks of life.
Just bros connected by one important goal, you which know, is to everyone stand around
China
the Olympic pool and
could
do cocky
do it.
It,
huh? You told me
China
this is
could
a,
do it.
A half billion
India could do
member
it.
Circle jerk.
China could do it. India could do it. America.
Yeah, but you have a
we
lot of...
We ain't got the fuel.
I know,
but we got the fire.
That's right. And a lot of these people, there might be too many nerds around. I mean, you got to... This is the best of the best.
The best
from every
billion?
Country.
Delta Force.
Join in, dude. We are the...
But if you took the best, it wouldn't just be like one load per member. They'd
sure
be doing what?
You'd have to.
3 milliliters? To 5?
Well, yeah. If you're doing an Olympic swimming pool, you need Olympic level athletes.
Jesus.
There you go. Thank you.
Obviously, like Michael do, Phelps.
Like, yeah, so like,
yeah,
they got a lot of. They're healthy. I don't know.
And why make 1.7 or 1.5 billion phone calls when you can just have Jeremiah come
yeah
over one every day
yeah,
for
once
one week?
Day.
Hey, once a day for yeah per week.
Well, 1 week, then you
get it filled
covered
in a week.
Yeah, by day 7, it'd probably be like crusty or
jeez,
gelatinous or something.
The pudding skin on top.
No, no,
a nice crust.
No,
and on the 7th day,
no.
She jumped off the high dive.
Dude, yeah, after a week.
It was
just sitting
it's
there,
like a creme brulee.
No,
at the
you
top
wouldn't even go through it, dude. You'd just be floating on the damn skin, dude.
Yeah. Would not be a creme brulee. You'd crack the top and you'd have the
yeah,
custard
right
underneath.
No.
The Jeremiah man custard. The Jeremiah custard underneath.
Yeah, welcome to Slam City, bitch.
Why are you even talking about cum? You guys are more to cum than anything else that we've talked.
Yeah, we made up for our silence.
Science. Fuck me.
Yeah,
that's what we're known for.
Cum silence is cum violence.
Damn.
Sit your little sexy ass down.
All right, so that's our cum talk.
Cum talk.
Well, I mean, one of many.
Yeah.
Well,
squirtingly.
All right, let's think deep into music, guys.
Mm.
Think of one song that you can listen to again for the first time.
What do you mean?
So this is, if you could go back and listen to that song for the first time.
Like a song where when you first heard it,
it blew
really,
your fucking mind.
Yeah, blew your fucking mind, but you still hear it and it still blows your fucking mind.
You want to hear mine?
Go for it.
It's Blue by Eiffel 65.
Damn!
Jeremiah, do you even know this
no,
song?
No, this one.
Oh my God.
Let's hear it, Gemini.
I'm blue, love me, I would die if I was green, I would die if I was green, I would die.
Okay.
I had a girlfriend and she is so blue. There's verses to that song. Did you know that?
No.
That blew my mind.
Damn, that it used to be my favorite song. When I was in sixth grade, I would like go
gym class.
I would go to skate and stuff.
Shit.
Is that what it was called?
The roller skating
yeah
rink?
I love the name of that place.
The roller skating rink. And then I would
skate
go, I would
stuff
go to the booth and I would, what's it
you
called?
You tip him the dollar.
Yeah. And I'd say,
fill out the
hey
card.
Play that blue song.
I got a dollar here that says you play that song.
Hey, disc jockey, play the song.
Yeah. So,
isn't it wild that right circa 1998, all roller skating rinks went extinct? There was a meteor that struck and only hit fucking roller skating rinks.
Yeah. I don't really love music. That's it.
No, I want to hear a beer song, Burrito.
A beer song?
Yeah. Pretty much the song that's in your head right now. Just spit it out. You've been thinking about it.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what what kind of blew my mind at the time. Maybe like the first ska song I ever heard. I just don't know what it was.
Whoa. Cherry Pop and Daddies?
You popped your ska cherry to Cherry Pop
Zoot
and Daddies?
Suit Riot?
I mean, it must. I mean, I did like that song.
Squirrel Nut Zipper? Yeah. Actually, you know what? No Face by Suicide Machines kind of had that effect on me.
Like you wish you could hear that song for the first
time
again?
Well, that was the first ska song I heard.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind.
Jeremiah, do you listen to any ska?
In passing. I don't actively listen to ska, but like in passing.
Yeah. No one should. Yeah. It's had its time.
Yeah. It came and went. These guys are still in a ska zone. But I did have a deep cut. Mine was more of like a beer song because I heard it recently. And it's not interesting.
Is it Jimmy Eat World?
Close. Very close.
Death Cab for Cutie?
No. It's The Heart is a Lonely Hunter by The Anniversary.
Oh, damn. I don't even know that song.
It's I don't even know that band.
It's cool.
So
that's what I'm saying. It's a beer song.
Yeah.
And for you, Jeremiah, a beer song is like a deep cut that no one knows or cares about in terms of music. Like a B-side to an album.
Yeah.
You got one of those?
I don't have one, but I do have an answer to the question, which is like,
oh, let's hear it.
I'd want to hear Happy Birthday. Just because it's like if everyone's singing it, I wouldn't know it. And I just find that be interesting. Or if they'd just be like, wow.
It'd be terrifying.
Like, what the? Why does everyone know this?
Scary.
This
I don't know.
Why does everybody know this and I don't?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
oh my God, where have I been?
Yeah.
Good answer.
And then everyone would just be ripping your ass too. Exactly. Like, wait.
Wait, you've never heard of that? Yeah, to them.
Like, to
them.
Cult, like, I'd be like, oh my God, you know? I just want, I want the attention. So, yeah.
Sam,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, no, everybody would be just busting your ass. Yeah. What, you haven't heard the Happy Birthday song? And it would just make it creepier and creepier. Yeah.
But I'm just like, no, I haven't. Like, just dead serious. Oh my God. Like,
damn.
And they're singing all out of tune in slow motion.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like a nightmare?
Yeah, it would be a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
You wake up from a coma and you've forgotten the Happy Birthday song?
Yeah.
That's the only
memory it affected is the Happy Birthday song. Yeah. Probably the hardest memory to erase, I would assume.
Like, if you have Alzheimer's, that's the last thing you forget. It's the fucking Happy Birthday song.
Wow.
It haunts you.
It does.
It's music box in your brain. Yeah.
When it's the last song you hear, that's when the DMT starts to flow.
Oh, shit.
We got a sensory deprivation
death molecule in your brain.
Night, night, as they say.
Night, night.
Good answer, Jeremiah.
Thank you.
Fubbing.
Yeah, what is...
All right.
You wrote so, fubbing here.
Yeah, I saw this word, and this is an etymology corner.
P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G, fubbing. Yeah.
So I saw it just written, and I was like, is that an abbreviation for porn hubbing? Are people just like shooting their own shit?
P-hubbing.
Like, yeah.
P-hubbing.
Like trying to do the OnlyFans thing, but
P-hubbing.
As couples or something.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Yeah, fubbing.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, so it's like phone snubbing, which is really lame.
What?
phone snubbing? Yeah.
We're just keeping them on red?
Like so let's screening say, your calls?
No, no, no. All right.
Keeping them on red.
We got couples hanging out. Let's say Brian McFly.
I see.
And whatever fling he's got going
Brianna
on.
Brianna
McFly. Okay. And they're just
My
hanging
girlfriend?
Out. Yeah.
Your sister. Okay. So, yes.
And you guys are just like hanging out, like you just got home from work and you guys just finished eating dinner and you're just like sitting on the couch.
Right.
And instead of like kind of talking about your day or continuing the conversation, she's just like on her fucking phone, man.
Shit, dude. I hate when she does that.
Hey, sis.
Sis.
Sis, I'm over here. Sislovesme.com.
Yeah, sisdoesntlovesme.com.
So this must be like, sisfubbingme.com. Yeah. Sisfubsme.
Another thing we like to talk about, Jeremiah, just to give you some exposition here, another thing we like to talk about is the website known as sislovesme.com. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Wow.
Have you ever seen pornography involving a brother and a sister?
Yes and yes.
All right. Okay, cool.
Well, then you
All
get right. it.
So anyway. So fubbing is when I'm sitting there with my sis, who loves me. I'm like, so how was your day? And she's just like, I'm cheating on you right now with my other brothers.
I'm emotionally cheating on you with your brother.
Yeah. She's signing into her OnlyFans account on her phone.
God, man. My sister's a whore. No, so anyway.
did you get the answer to your question?
No, I just wanted to hear you guys' like interpretation of this bullshit.
That's it.
So this was like one of these made up words.
Yeah. I guess
it's not
so, going to
catch on ever,
like,
and people are going to forget about it.
Pornhubbing?
Pornhubbing's better.
Yeah, right?
I like
that. Googling.
Well, it's like you and your husband are actively engaged in Pornhubbing.
You know, to go with the etymology thing, people will make up these words and they'll push it out and they'll try to get it to gain traction. That never works. Like, it has to come from like the bottom. It has to be
a grassroots child that says it in precocious nature.
And then everyone starts to, you can't just like from top down tell us to start saying the word fubbing.
Right.
It's not going to work.
It's 1984 right
cap
there.
Or whatever, some bullshit.
Yeah, dog water.
What do you think of fubbing? What do you think of fubbing, Burrito?
It sucks.
You mean the word itself or the actual thing it's describing?
Both!
Yeah, I think it's kind of annoying.
Sure.
Everything's annoying today to you, man. Surveys, fubbing, what else?
Customers.
Beer songs.
When my sister doesn't pay attention to me.
That is annoying. I'm right here. Yeah. Ain't nothing on the internet you can't get right here.
That's right.
All right, Jeremiah, are you a victim of fubbing?
No, no, not at all. I don't like this word. I think it needs
none of us.
There's better words. It's just, it sounds like it should be something really freaky, you know. But it's
like rubbing your.
It
sounds like flubber.
You're naked. Yeah, you're naked and you're body surfing on a whale.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Flubber, huh?
Flubber.
I think that's blubbing.
You're right.
You're right.
No, that's ambergris, baby.
I think that
was double X Plum Seminar. Hey, let's fucking move on.
Yeah, end on a high note, guys.
Loot the House Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio Up Universal Holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Hey, J-Mark, when you're editing this episode, be sure to leave in the gulp. The loud-ass gulp. Burrito just did.
Oh, did I do that? Oh, did
in
you
stereo, no, like baby.
I can't do it.
And this is the news. Michigan teacher plants bomb threat note to get the day off.
Bitch. Well, that's smart.
Hey.
I bet she got a lot more days off, I think, than that one.
He got a lot more days off.
Was it he? Yeah. No, dude.
Teacher allegedly put the note in his own classroom.
I just imagined that this was a woman. Did anyone else?
You think all teachers are women.
Typically teachers.
That might be what it is, but also just like doing, just making outrageous claims and threats, but thinly veiled threats. This wasn't thinly veiled.
Do you think she did the newspaper clipping thing? The magazines? Are serial killers still doing that?
Plants bomb threat note.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can't use your handwriting.
I bet she did. She seems like a dumbass. Maybe wait, it's he. Is it he?
It's a he.
Is it a he?
It's always been a he. Yes.
Okay. What a dumbass, dude.
Oh, look at the second line there. The teacher allegedly put the note in his own classroom.
Classic mistake.
It was classic in his handwriting?
It was in his classroom, so they asked him first, and he probably balked.
Why does like this happen nerd. So much? Does this still, like, when you went to school, Jeremiah, did people call him bomb threats? Because it happened at least once a year at our school.
No, we just had drills if someone called in a bomb threat. So we were prepared, but nothing happened.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. We didn't have drills.
Yeah.
We didn't like have drills, we just had the bomb threats.
Yes.
But never the bomb.
No, only the threats. Well, now they are.
Wait, they only did have one bomb, Brian McFly.
Oh!
Were you saying that I bombed? Yeah. Or are you saying I am the bomb?
During that time, you were the bomb.
Thank you, dude. That's nice. Normally, you're roasting my ass with negativity, and now you're roasting my ass with positivity.
Shit, dude.
Hey, Jeremiah does a comedy thing, too. Like, tell us about bombing, Jeremiah.
Yeah, do you do stand-up?
Yeah, I do.
God, what a nightmare, isn't it?
Yes. Terrible. Bombing, I have a few stories. Like,
I'll give us one.
I'll give you one. This is one that was like probably the most painful, but I was on a date.
Wait, you brought your date to your stand-up?
Oh, no.
That's ballsy as fuck, bro.
Hey,
how'd that work out for you? Can I ask?
Well, it's a bombing story.
Start from the beginning. Like, where'd you meet her? Like, was it like a first date?
Need the origins.
Yeah. First date, I met her on the street. I was like walking around and I was just like, oh, hey, like, do you like stand-up comedy? Because I was promoting my shows. And she was like, yeah, I got her number. We went for a drink. It was going really well. We start making out in the corner.
Damn.
And the show starts and there's no audience.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I go
it's just her. This is a show for one. Does this feel like a setup?
Yeah. Like you booked a show at a club.
Five comedians. That's it.
Okay. So
I've seen that one. It's Riley Reid. And,
starring Riley Reid.
But yeah, I go up, bomb. And then after the show, I was like, oh yeah, I'll text you. And then she said nothing back. So that was,
oh, like in person you said that and she just kind of was silent?
Yeah, she was
Do you feel that pain, McFly?
Yeah,
she was a whale though. So,
she didn't deserve it.
No, she was actually really like, skinny.
Damn, man, don't ever tell us the fucking truth. She was fine as fuck, and she might have been my wife. I envisioned her being the mother of my children.
Hey, they were mugging down on the street corner.
Dang, dude. Okay, well, did you have a feeling that it was going to be sparsely attended?
No, I had no idea. It was usually a good show. So
oh, really?
I was like, I'm getting laid tonight.
Yeah. Boom. Boom. Like, there's really no way that that could go well, the fact that there's no one there. If she's like one of the few, was she the only actual audience member?
Yeah, everyone else was comedians.
I'm pretty sure she was the only audience
member. Yeah, I mean, there's just no way. Because the comedians aren't real people. They're not going to laugh at your shit. And then, oh my God.
Yeah.
That sucks. It's amazing how, like, you know, she could have seen you on some other night where you're doing well and she would have got so wet. And it's just like
she would have eaten your ass.
And then,
dude. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Not tonight, though.
Not tonight, dude.
There's a million fish in the sea.
Have you invited any ladies to a show since then?
He has.
I know. I knew it.
It works for him.
So it has worked before.
Yeah, but it's like it's a toss up because you don't know how the show.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
dancing on the razor's edge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously you. Well, yeah. Obviously, you got confidence because you're going up to these ladies on the street and
making out
under the streetlight.
So I mean,
like the boss.
Damn. I would not talk to another woman ever again. So that's the difference between you and me.
What's the difference between me and you? You go up to women. I would never talk to them again.
I've never even talked to a woman, dude.
Monkey's out of the
Anyways, that's
man.
Fun.
Pizza delivery guy gives squirrel opportunity to invade Louisiana house. So this is like a Ring doorbell camera video turned headline.
Sure.
And
ooh, I saw this.
Yeah. Shit, tell us about it, Burrito.
Yeah, tell us about it, Burrito! Burrito!
The pizza delivery guy comes to the door and the person opens it and the squirrel is like up in the corner and it jumps in and like goes into the house. And the lady that answers the door screams and goes running around. The pizza delivery guy is just standing there like,
where's my tip?
Yeah.
Also, you know, in that lady's mind, she must have thought that they were related. Like
the squirrel and the pizza guy.
Like she opened the door and then a squirrel was thrown at her. She was probably thinking, I don't know how this pizza man threw a squirrel at me.
He's squirrel master.
Yeah. He did it. Otherwise, you're just, I don't know.
I don't think she parsed that together.
You don't think so? I'm just saying it's in the heat of the moment you go, I opened the door for the pizza and a squirrel attacked me.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're going to separate those?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna start looking
a bird?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, but it's a squirrel. I think any land creature is like, this is connected.
Yeah,
but squirrel is a highland creature.
I don't know,
It's fine if it came
I'm
in
I'm not saying it's logical. I'm saying it's going to take me a little while of like coming down from the adrenaline
to not blame the pizza guy
for the squirrel thing.
Yeah.
No tip.
No, I mean.
Pizza guy was expecting a naked lady.
All he got was a fearful.
Yeah.
Damn.
Door slammed in his face.
And the squirrel got to fuck her instead.
Some squirrels get all the nuts.
Scientists will pay you over $4,000 to chug a diarrhea drink.
Sure, I know people who would pay you way more than that.
All right, so there's this study where it could be a placebo or it could be
diarrhea.
No, that's what I thought when I read this.
Yeah, it sounds like you're chugging a diarrhea drink.
That's fucking nasty, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a
4,000 is low.
It's the same kind of clear drink, but it contains bacteria that'll give you diarrhea.
Thanks. That's
this is easy, dude. I've gotten diarrhea for far less. Way less.
He's in Brighton.
Yeah.
Gemini, 4,000.
I'm drinking it.
You're going to do that science. Russian roulette. Jeremiah, where are you at?
Yeah, wait, does it taste like diarrhea?
No.
It gives you diarrhea. It
has bacteria in it.
I have diarrhea right now for free.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, yeah, of course, that's fine. It's whatever.
And also, yeah, like you said, it could be the placebo. So you
know, these studies, though, if you get the placebo, you don't get the payout as big as if you had diarrhea.
That's really
fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking the same medicine.
That's what it's up to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So if
and
you
it's
get
different
it.
On the other side. Like, you know, those ones that do the wisdom teeth removal for you and they pay you money.
Yeah.
If you get the placebo, you get more money.
Oh, going through the pain?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All
yeah.
right. So the more you suffer for the check, the bigger it is.
The more it shows you really care.
Well, you just shat on this chat story.
Yeah, you did.
That would be really funny if you got the payout before you got the diarrhea.
Yeah. Oh, so that you know it's coming?
yeah.
Hey,
what is this?
Sorry for your loss.
Well, I would feel better about the diarrhea at that point. I'd say
just be sitting there looking at your cashier's check.
Yeah, anytime.
Check.
Yeah,
you get that 3-ply Charmin because you know you're gonna need it.
They give you the big publisher's clearinghouse check. Says for diarrhea. I can't take this.
I would
bank.
Frame that, or I'd put that on the wall, man.
Yeah. All right, so let's backtrack to what you guys thought was the drink.
Yeah,
just
was
a diarrhea. Cup of diarrhea.
Yeah, we'll say it's like
a big gulp of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Flaming hot diarrhea.
Let's just say it's like a 20-ounce
bottle.
Big gulp.
20 ounces is way too much for 4,000 bucks. 4,000 bucks to drink a fucking 20 ounce of diarrhea?
One time.
No, and you can't even, you won't even be able to get it down.
No,
dude.
You won't.
There's
That's
no
like
way.
A shot of diarrhea for $4,000.
Yeah, let's say, you might be able to
get
it down.
You gotta get one of those 4-hour energy diarrhea.
You know, you just get sugar-free, then you can have
There you go. Then you can have all the diarrhea you want.
Yeah, sugar-free means guilt-free.
The problem with diarrhea is the sugar content. It's so decadent, so rich.
Give me diabetes.
I'm going to get me beaties. I got the sugar from diarrhea.
Yeah, man, I'm fucking keto, dude. I ain't drinking this sugary diarrhea.
It does not fit into my diet.
Speaking of taking pills, drug-free relief from chronic constipation may come from a new vibrating pill.
I've seen these videos.
Back to the shit.
Look, I've seen these videos.
So the pill goes down and it just shakes the dookie
pretty much
loose.
I think
it's a jackhammer through your guts.
Just goes right through you. It's not a bad idea, right? I wish I thought of that.
Can you get a little anal play on the way out?
Yeah, can you use it as I was gonna say a suppository. Push it in, dude.
You get a little stimmy on the way out.
That's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you could just get the vibrating egg.
Yeah,
what's that?
It's an egg that vibrates.
It's that toy you gave that one girl. From Amazon?
Splorching.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever did that.
Don't lie.
I don't think I ever... I've never gotten a
sex toy for
a lady, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's fine.
I feel like I would remember.
You did.
You suppressed the memory.
You bought her something.
It's like...
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did buy a vibrator for someone.
Yeah.
But it was just a normal one, right?
No, but it was like, hey, thanks for all the memories. MMRS. MMRS.
What's that mean?
You know, no, like,
Hags?
Thanks for the memories. How they spell that fucking song?
Fall Out Boy?
Fall Out Boy. They take all the vowels out.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, have you ever bought a sex toy for a lady? One of these ladies that you brought to the show?
Yeah. The one when I bombed, I was like, you're going to need this.
I can't do anything.
Apparently, I can't get you wet.
I was like, you're going to need that.
Apparently, I can't get you wet.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Use microphone. You do. You tell bits to zero people and try to get laughs, you dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You clown.
I'm sorry. I'm mad at her already.
On his behalf.
On his behalf.
Yeah, man.
Well, speaking of pills,
groundbreaking male contraceptive pill, quote, disables sperm and works in minutes.
Okay.
Look at this, guys. Look at this.
Wait, so I can drop loads guilt-free?
Guilt-free loads.
To fill an Olympic swimming pool.
You could still get AIDS.
I'm not worried about AIDS.
Yeah.
As
I am not going into a man's butt, which is usually...
It's 9 times
AIDS.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
It's disables 5 times out of 13.
So it just kind
of
knocks him unconscious. Ugh. It vibrates in your balls.
Shit.
Yeah, it gets. It's basically it's powdered THC plus powdered Mountain Dew,
plus whitey tighties, and
it's a regimen.
This is male contraceptive, Jeremiah. In case you didn't catch on,
did you ever hear those urban legends? Did they still have those around there? Where it's like if you drink Mountain Dew, it lowers your sperm count.
Yep. Mountain Dew, that one was one I heard. Yeah,
hell yeah.
See,
fuck
still going around. Like science perpetuates itself. It's apparent. Science is apparent.
Yeah,
it's a fact.
I would take this, I think.
Yeah. And then you catch a trifling bitch, you're like, nope.
What do you mean?
Nope, not mine.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I take my vitamins, bitch. I got my Flintstone kids.
It lasts for 24 hours.
Yeah.
It works in minutes.
Do you guys know what a boffin is? I don't know what a boffin is. It's in the following
line. It's like a scientist.
Oh. So Dr. Smartman had to educate me.
Dr. Boffin?
Yeah.
Boffins.
A boffin is a scientist?
Yeah, I think it's a British slang word.
Okay, so we got a UK story.
Damn.
Yeah.
They are a little more open about what they're talking about here. By boffins, which could be taken just before a kinky sex session.
Wow.
Not just the Tuesday lay. You got to get kinky on this one.
You leave it in.
Leaving it in is pretty kinky.
It's wild because it's very traditional.
And it blocks the fertility protein for 24 hours. What? Jizz?
Is that a fertility protein?
It blocks jizz.
Have we never said fertility protein? As much as we've talked about cum and done euphemisms for cum, dude. We've never said fertility protein.
We're out here.
We're bringing it.
Wow. Oh, my
trademark
good Lord.
That one.
Every now and then you find flaws in your own work. My fucking life's work.
A constant room for improvement.
Toxic fumes escape after truck overturns in Tucson. Tucson, Arizona.
What was this? It was like a red cloud or something that came out of a truck?
I don't know what it was, but it was an overturned lorry.
Yeah.
Looked like a cayenne pepper was seeping out.
Overturned lorries always make our news.
Also, you need to explain what a lorry... Do you know what a lorry is? It's an 18-wheeler.
No. Yeah, it's the
British
UK.
Slang for 18-wheeler.
Look, we need explanations for our explanations on the show.
Hey, the UK knows what a lorry is, okay?
Yeah, all our UK fans.
75%?
Yeah.
Wow.
All 2.5 of them.
Bloomington man reportedly set own car on fire to stop people from stealing it.
What is this, amateur hour?
That's interesting.
I mean, it'll work, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to steal a car that's on fire.
No.
But did you see what kind of car this was?
It was a 1997 Buick LeSabre.
Is it really?
Yeah. No one's going to steal it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
It sounds like he was setting it on fire so that...
Insurance fraud.
To make a headline.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's abusing Transformers. That's what I think is going on.
Dang, what fucking Transformers is a Buick LeSabre, bro?
He's like, hey, can I be a Transformer?
Hey, I'm a dead Transformer thing. They always roll out without me. Is he beer powered? He's a soggy drunk, but at the end, he saves all the Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
So he's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We got to give this Transformer a name.
But a Buick fucking LeSabre.
Yeah.
LeSabre Prime.
No. Beta.
Shit, dude.
Beta LeSabre?
Beta LeSabre.
I like it. We're into it.
Cape Coral man cracks a beer during traffic stop.
Must be Buick LeSabre.
Ooh. Yeah. This guy thinks he can get away with anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I think he just knew. He was like, this is like...
My last beer.
He was obviously already drunk.
Right.
So he's like, I'm going to jail. I might as well keep this buzz going for a little bit longer.
I might as well go to jail hydrated.
Yeah.
Hey, great for radio, but did you see this guy's picture?
Dude, he looked like he got beat up.
ACAB got him.
Did the cops fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, no, they beat him up?
He had black eyes.
What was the thing?
Either it was Saturday night and it was all right for fighting, or he really pissed the cops off.
I think maybe he was in that state before he got to the cops.
Right?
Yeah.
He was driving home all bruised
night.
Up. It was
a rough night.
Or we can interpret it.
They should have let him go, dude. They should have seen this obviously is a rough night. Walk home.
Walk home?
That's a nice thing to do.
In the middle of the forest, it's dark.
Or sleep. Give us your keys, and then we'll
take you to the drunk tank.
This is my grandma's Buick.
Bang.
Was it stolen?
Man caught in stolen car while driving back to crime scene. Like, never go back to the crime scene.
What is this, amateur?
A lot of people do, though.
But you have to leave the crime scene. The problem was he left his phone.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think so.
You're not even supposed to bring your phone in the first place. I thought everyone
knew that.
That's
crime 101. You ever seen Viola Davis?
Yeah, what? They can triangulate your shit.
Yeah.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
I remember I was hanging out with some older kids in high school.
Oh, wow. No. You were running around with the rough kids.
Yeah, I was like 14 or 15.
Crowd. They were 17.
They were like 18, maybe.
Fuck, dude. They were grown-ups.
Yeah, dude. They were grooming my ass. No. They might have been 17 or 18. They would let me smoke their cigarettes. You know, sometimes I would drink. Cloves. And this one time, we went to
An abandoned warehouse?
No, it's like a road, just a trashy road that had like a bunch of trash there. While we were there, that we left, then we came back. I was like, why are we going back? And when we came back, there were like ambulances and like fire. It was like a fire truck. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And like, they were putting out a fire. And so and I didn't know anything. And I pieced it together later that those guys, while I was with them, had set like an old couch on fire and it spread.
Wow.
And like created like a small little forest fire. And I got interrogated by the cops, but I didn't know that they had done it. So I was a very good
liar.
Yeah, because I was telling the truth.
You're telling the truth. Yeah.
But they went back to the cream of the.
You know why? They wanted to see the aftermath.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's what these criminals like to do. You know.
Sure.
And sometimes I can understand you might want to go back and make sure that
there's no loose ends.
But in that event, you're fucking yourself. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I get it, so get it. Dynamite.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese travel knife salesman. Despite not being Japanese and currently listing his switchblade collection on Craigslist for what he calls his samurai sword fun. So sharpen those blades and steel your nerves. These headlines brought the duct tape, and they ain't messing around. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment.
Jeremiah, this is a segment where Burrito brings in Japan-specific news. He loves the Japanese culture. He's a very honorable man, and he brings in this news.
Well, I'd have trouble getting on trains because this sushi chef dropped his knives on the train and causes panic and delays. So there was a sushi chef on this train, and he had his his cooking utensils in his bag, and I guess he fell asleep or something and dropped his bag. They fell open and his knives fell out, and people were concerned that maybe he was going to go around and knife everyone.
Really?
Sashimi, some dishes.
If I just saw knives fall on the floor, I don't know if I would immediately think of that.
I want to be calling
but they don't really
news.
See guns that often, so knives are kind of like their guns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I saw guns fall on the train, I would maybe be a little concerned.
Yeah, of course. But then you would draw down on him.
What, with my
there's
gun?
There's a historical precedent there with knives. They were outlawed for a long time.
Oh, really? You know? What?
Oh.
How like can you outlaw knives?
Well, because only samurai, well, like knives that were long.
Long swords.
Swordish. Okay. Yeah.
Outlawed.
Yeah.
That's not
because only because samurai were allowed to have the long blade.
Damn. They studied the blade.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did he? Here's the question: did the sushi chef stab anyone?
Jesus.
Did he knife any of these?
He did not.
Okay. Sushi chef stab.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So these are false accusations then.
Yeah.
He got to go along his way. And
was he detained by fucking police?
Let me guess what he did.
Was it
first he apologized, and then he cried. Then he continued to apologize while he cried.
Then he fell on his own knife.
Wow.
I don't think that happened.
I think he just went home.
Okay.
It was a long day at sushi chefing.
It did cause a 40-minute delay on the KQ airport
so
line.
Some might say too long. Some might say too long.
Yeah.
Was the longest delay you've ever experienced?
Oh, I see. It said he was a little tipsy at the time and had dozed off while riding the train.
Dang,
so,
dude.
Yeah.
What is this?
Anyway,
power?
Speaking of train travel, tiny travel guides are our latest Japanese gacha capsule toy obsession.
That's fun.
So we do have kind of a running segment here where we like to highlight what's in the little gachapon toys, you know, that you can put a quarter in the machine and get a little ball and there's a little toy inside. Yeah. So they have all kinds of weird things. And the newest one that's out right now that's causing a
hysteria,
like, it's a hot commodity. Yeah, yeah. Are these little tiny miniature travel guides. Like they fit in the palm of your hand and it would have been enough to just like make it kind of look like one, but these are legitimate travel guides that if you have like a magnifying glass, you can actually read this whole thing. And they're like hundreds of pages long. Like they're,
oh my God,
they're huge.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And it's for like real cities, like, you know, there's one for Paris.
I hate it.
I love it. You know, they probably did these travel guides anyway, And then they just shrunk it down and made it capsule sized.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I hope this is a travel guide that like you can read normally. And then they shrunk
it. Yeah, I think it's great advertising. But it says each small volume contains over 120 pages and they're printed in full color with pictures and everything. So wow. There's one for Paris, there's one for New York, Hawaii, and Tokyo. Of course, they're all in Japanese, so it wouldn't make sense to
how
any
they,
of us.
I mean, it's 300 DPI. It's 90,000 pixels per page.
Do the math.
I don't know.
Is that not
you're
a lot?
On a mission, Burrito. You have to bring back one of these and tell us about it.
Yeah, we're flying you. We're kickstarting your trip to Japan.
Yeah.
You got to go to Japan, get one of these, and then immediately jump on a plane and come back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no bukkakes!
That's what they call a fucking divergent.
I can't. I cannot guarantee you that you won't be paying for bukkakes. But you could be paying for this. You might not be paying for this Burger King promotion if I win. Burger King Japan guarantees new chicken sandwich is bigger than your phone with a weird promotion.
Interesting.
Can you guess the promotion?
If it's not bigger than your phone, you get to have a chicken sandwich for free.
You get it for free. That's right.
Wow.
What a gimmick.
Wait, aren't they all supposed to be bigger than your fucking phone?
All of them.
Yeah, but if you have an iPad.
Okay, well, that's
what
not
if
really
you use an iPad as your phone? I mean, or your camera.
Okay,
both
well,
illegal.
Is this just a joke? Because they all are
it's
bigger
a gimmick,
than the phone?
Man. It's a marketing ploy.
But are some of them going to be smaller than the phone?
No.
It's going to make you check.
God dang it, dude. I don't like this.
I don't like it.
Yeah, either. You can put your phone up next to it.
Is this a sex thing? It's not. I just, you didn't bring anything that that warranted me
closely
asking that.
Resembles
you
a sex
can put
thing.
Your forearm next to it. There you go.
Damn.
That's a sex thing now.
Jeremiah, hey man, what do you, you got anything to plug? I don't, you know, like anything that you're working on right now?
Sure, yeah. I am a writer, so I have my first book, Hive, out right now. If someone wants to check it out, they can just get a preview at my website, www.jeremiahyou.com. Not that much come based off of this conversation.
But the sequel, is it called? It's called Hive, H-I-V-E?
Yes, HIV.
The sequel might have more come in it, though, right?
Yes. Okay, because of you guys, I'm going to put a
adequate amount.
Size.
Yeah, cool. Please.
There you
please,
go.
Yes.
There's going to be a
bestseller.
Yeah. If you want to sell, if you want to move books, listen, here's one tip. Get an Olympic swimming pool.
If you want a bunch of 14-year-olds to ask their mom to buy this book for them, you got to put...
I don't think 14-year-olds aren't reading shit.
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, don't tell
e-books.
Jeremiah that. I mean,
yeah. I mean, is that your audience, Jeremiah? What is
no,
this?
I'm just
is
saying.
You?
No, he's writing. You can't say that people aren't. That you weren't saying people aren't reading books. You're saying
14-year-olds aren't. Also, people
I'm
aren't
not reading.
They're
books
too busy too. Fubbing.
Yeah. what's the book about?
It's a dystopian sci-fi story. So there was it's an alien invasion where the alien was defeated and then slowly. The alien starts to come back and humans find out that there's more
Xenu.
The aliens that they caught. So
Xenu.
It's more of a, yeah.
Excellent.
Nice. Wait, are you, Xenu's the Scientologist?
The Scientology guy.
Are you a Scientologist? Is that a...
Is this Dianetics?
Yeah.
You legally have to tell us if it's Dianetics.
Yeah, dude.
So are aliens real?
Yes, I think
Wow. There you go. Burrito.
Yeah, they're definitely real. There's got to be life out there.
Shit, man. Wow.
It'd be pretty sad if we were the
I
only
I believe
ones.
In aliens.
Yeah, that's not good. If we're
be
the only
selfish.
Ones. That's so bad. Yeah.
Why is it bad, though?
Because humans are awful. We're
yeah, but we could, despite being awful, we could be the best thing this universe knows.
Cool. And that's why we deserve to colonize everybody, all the other planets.
Look, if you think about it, it's got to start somewhere, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
Like alien life?
Yeah, I just don't like thinking that there's people that are better than us out there. In the same way, I don't like thinking there's better people than... USA is the... Okay, the world's the best, then USA is the best, then I'm the best in the USA.
Yeah.
So anything that
affects
challenges that, I don't like that. So I won't be
Jeremiah.
Reading your book at jeremiahyou.com.
Yeah. Aren't you from Vancouver?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Are you in Vancouver right now?
I'm in Toronto.
Toronto,
God
sorry
damn
about
it.
That.
Oh, the six?
He's in the six.
I can't, dude. If I would have known you're from Toronto, I wouldn't have let this happen. If I would have known that a Canadian
snuck across our borders, he's an alien.
Oh, my God.
Wait, where are you guys?
Texas.
Texas?
Yeah, baby.
Dude, oh, okay. You want to go, dude? You want to fucking go?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I have no Canadian pride, but I'll stand against Texas.
Oh, you guys son of a bitch, dude. Cut the mic.
We're fucking done here.
Yeah. Nah, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah,
no,
it. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, good time.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I guess, yeah, I'll reach out if I ever want to be on again. And yeah, thank
please.
You for having me. Yeah,
yeah, man.
All right, thanks,
later, dog. Yeah. Take care, dude.
Yeah, bye.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins, the salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!